Now, the Lord Mayor, Nuala McAllister, has contacted the programme this morning about the debate we were having involving the police and the gay pride event. The loyalist blogger Jimmy Bryson has been criticising the PSNI. John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project said he believes the gay pride parade is a political event. Jimmy Bryson asking, why is the police getting involved in a political event? This is what you're reacting to. The Alliance Lord Mayor, Nuala McAllister. Why have you contacted us, Nuala?
Hello, good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Morning.
I was listening to the show earlier and I felt that as Lord Mayor of Belfast, I had to call in because this week is about positive celebration of our LGBT community. And I wanted to just put on record and say that I'm quite thankful that the PSNI are taking part in the parade this coming Saturday because they're taking part with their banners to say, report hate crime, to say to people that the police can be a safe haven for you if you're a subject of hate crime in Belfast. And I think it's quite good that the PSNI are participating. And also, actually...
Yes, but role are they participating is the key question.
Are they
marching at this event? And if they are marching at this event, questions have been asked from some of our listeners this morning, are they going to march on the 12th of July?
Well, I don't think that the PSNI are members of a lodge, but, you know, someone could say that I am wrong in that. I'll be honest with you, I'm not completely sure, but I don't think that they are. I think the participation in this parade event, they have been participating, you know, not officially as the PSNI for years, you know, heading up the parades, you know, road closures, etc.
But this is different now, Nuala.
I know. And I was at an event on Saturday, the family fun day for the Pride Week, and the PSNI were also there, and they were, you know, handing out information to families that were there to say that we do support you. If there's anything that you need to report to the PSNI, you can come along.
Nuala, well, this is all a distraction. Hold on a moment. This is a distraction because here's the key point this morning. The Gay Pride Parade has some political messages within it. When the police have uniforms on and they are participating in those parades,
okay,
then how do the public know that the police are not taking a biased standpoint on some of the political issues that Gay Pride represents?
Okay, so there are some political elements to the Pride Parade. Indeed, each political party, there are quite a lot of them that are taking part. But because the PSNI are taking part in that parade, does that mean that they're then directly associated with each political party? No, it does not. It means that they are associated with the PSNI and that their staff members, LGBT members in particular, are given the opportunity to participate in Pride. And you know what? I don't think it's a negative thing for Belfast. I think it's quite wonderful. Our Pride Parade is always quite edgy and unique and people absolutely love it, and I've been watching for years and participating for the past 5 years, and I think that the members of the public who will come and watch will absolutely enjoy Saturday's parade.
It's not about whether people will enjoy it, Nuala. Why aren't you addressing the point some of our listeners are raising, which is...
I think I did address it quite well, and I don't think that the PSNI are being political themselves in participating, because I do not think that this will put people off and change their relationships when it comes to reporting crimes to the PSNI.
What other parades with political messages within them do the police parade in?
You'd have to ask the PSNI that, but
I can't think of any.
There would be any, to be perfectly honest.
Precisely.
This overall is not a political parade. There are political elements to it, and that's what you have to distinguish here. And so when people watch it, they know that if the PSNI are participating, they are participating as the PSNI, and it gives them an opportunity. Because why should the PSNI staff who want to do so be told, no, you can't do it? There's actually quite a lot of new people.
Well, they wouldn't be told, hold on a moment, they wouldn't be told they can't do it. There's a difference from a member of the PSNI taking part in a gay pride parade in their civilian clothing. It is a different message when the PSNI, when the members of the PSNI wear their uniforms. So they're there in an official capacity, and part of the gay pride parade has political messages within them. And some of those political messages, members of the community, some members of the community support, some members of the community oppose. And the police, in putting on a uniform and participating in a parade, how are they not seen to be biased?
There's actually quite a lot of messages within the parade that maybe are political that other people participate and don't agree with. I don't personally see any negativity around it. I don't see that the the police are being overtly political and taking part in Pride at all. I just don't see it. I think it's a great thing and I welcome it. And indeed, the council will be participating, and we have a large number of council staff that will be participating. There will be some councillors that will also be joining them, and I don't think that has damaged relationships whatsoever between council and councillors and council staff. I think it's a great thing also, and I just wanted to come on here this morning to say to the PSNI that as Lord Mayor of Belfast, I'm quite proud that you're participating in Pride events.
Nuala, thank you very much indeed, and thank you for joining us today.